I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Tuesday, August 10th. A homeless man is charged with breaking into a house in Quincy while the owner was inside. Police say 39-year-old Eric Duart entered a home on Fayette Street just before 1 a.m. Saturday and confronted a resident in the kitchen. Duart reportedly fled on foot and was arrested a short time later. At the CVS on Beale Street in Wollaston, he faces charges including unarmed burglary in Quincy District Court. A man and a woman are wanted for breaking into multiple vehicles parked in North Quincy early Sunday morning. Police say cars parked along Beach Street, Sheridan Road, Sachem Street, and the Marlborough Street area were broken into, and that a car was stolen from Dunbarton Road. A woman is in custody. Police are searching for a male suspect. Quincy man is charged with stealing motor scooters from around Quincy. 47-year-old Peter Wallace was arrested on Yardarm Lane Sunday night, where police say they recovered at least two scooters that have been reported stolen recently. Wallace is also a prime suspect in connection with the theft of scooters and bicycles around the city. A procession is planned to honor Danny Sheehan of Marshfield, who died after a battle with cancer. Police are asking residents to line streets, yards, and sidewalks of Marshfield Wednesday at 7 p.m. for a final farewell to Danny, who was named an honorary police officer. The 8-year-old became an internet sensation last year when he opened a present to find the Aquaman action figure. He screamed for joy. Danny passed away Sunday in the arms of his parents. Danny's spirit took hold at the Marshfield Boys and Girls Club, where a mural was painted on a wall for all to see. Danny's passing was keenly felt at the Marshfield Police Department. He was named an honorary officer several years ago. The procession to honor Danny will be held at 7 p.m. Wednesday. It will go from Roach Brothers down Route 139, turn on to Dyke Road and Careswell, and then on to Webster, back on to Route 139, ending at McDonald's Funeral Home. Boston native Donnie Wahlberg sent a personal message to an 11-year-old Massachusetts boy whose T-shirt was stolen after last week's New Kids on the Block concert at Fenway Park. Connor Stewart of Weymouth had the T-shirt snatched from his hands as he was walking to an MBTA station with his family after the concert Friday night. Connor's souvenir was particularly significant because his late father, who died a day after Connor turned 2 years old, used to play the group's music for Connor and his sisters. One of Connor's sisters posted about the stolen souvenir on social media, and the response was overwhelmingly positive and garnered a personal response from one of the New Kids on the Block's members. Wahlberg said he was planning to help replace the shirt and more. Wahlberg also asked to meet Connor during his next visit to Boston. Massachusetts' largest public university will require students, faculty, and staff to wear face coverings when the fall semester begins, regardless of whether individuals are vaccinated against COVID-19. The requirement at UMass begins tomorrow. The requirement applies in nearly all indoor public spaces, including classrooms, hallways, elevators, restrooms, break rooms, laboratories, meeting rooms, shared offices, and work areas. Masks are not required when an individual is alone in personal offices or research spaces, when eating in the dining halls, in residence hall rooms, or outdoors. UMass leaders plan to reevaluate the requirement mid-September. The CDC has updated its map showing high levels of COVID transmission across the country, and 5 Massachusetts counties are now deemed high risk. Berkshire County joined Hampden, Bristol, Suffolk, and Dukes counties in the red high risk category based on COVID positivity rate. Barnstable County left the red, joining the other counties highlighted in orange, representing substantial risk. Franklin, Worcester, Middlesex, Norfolk, Plymouth, and Essex counties. The only county ranked at a moderate risk is Hampshire County. CDC says people in any of the counties highlighted in orange or red are recommended to wear masks indoors despite vaccination status. The CDC's transmission data is a combination of new cases by population and positivity rate. State Department of Public Health reported over 2,500 new confirmed COVID cases and three additional deaths in the state yesterday. After no reports over the weekend, health officials said the total number of confirmed cases in the state is now 681,131. Total number of confirmed deaths, 17,730. There were over 100,000 total new tests reported. As of yesterday, the seven-day weighted average of positive tests in Massachusetts is 2.72%. There are 314 people currently hospitalized for a coronavirus-related illness. 76 are in ICU. As the Falmouth Road Race returns this coming Sunday, runners will be asked to wear masks during several portions of the event. Participants will not, however, be asked to wear masks while running the course. Runners are asked to wear masks in situations where they cannot socially distance or are indoors, including the Health and Fitness Expo, number pickup, shuttle buses, and at Woods Hole. In addition, race organizers strongly recommend that all runners continue to wear their mask once off the bus and in the corral before starting. Participants are also encouraged to put their mask in their pocket during the race in order to reuse it at the finish line. Although runners will not be required to wear their mask on the course, organizers are discouraging people from running in groups that stick close together. Massachusetts residents have until Thursday, August 12th, to get fully vaccinated and register to participate in the final two Vax Millions drawings. The state drew the third winners of the vaccine lottery yesterday. One fully vaccinated adult will win $1 million, and one fully vaccinated student under 18 will win a $300,000 college scholarship. The next round of winners will be announced on Thursday. Residents who are not fully vaccinated until August 19th can still register for the last of the five drawings. Well, Massachusetts is holding a virtual job fair next week. The goal is to address the economic impact that the pandemic has had on workers. There are over 200,000 job opportunities available in the state. Each day will focus on a number of different industries. On Monday, it's a general job fair. Tuesday, manufacturing, professional services, and finance. Wednesday, it's healthcare, hospitality, and education. A general job fair on Thursday. Friday, information technology, building services, and others. It takes place daily from 10 to 2. Employers and job seekers can use the portal set up to video chat, submit resumes, review job openings, and find company information. The details are available on the state website. Target has announced it will begin paying the college tuition and textbook expenses for its U.S.-based part-time and full-time employees who attend select schools, including two in New England. The retail giant with 49 locations in Massachusetts is following the lead of other large U.S. companies offering more benefits to attract and retain talent in a tight job market. Starting as early as their first day on the job, more than 340,000 employees at Target stores and distribution centers will now be able to choose from 250 programs at over 40 schools and universities across the country and won't have to pay a dollar. Among the colleges included are Johnson and Wales University in Rhode Island and Southern New Hampshire University. Target said it will also pay up to $10,000 a year for master's programs within its available network of schools, including the University of Arizona, Oregon State University, and historically black colleges and universities like Morehouse College and Paul Quinn. Well, one of Boston's oldest Italian festivals is returning for the first time since the pandemic began. On Monday, a test run of the famous Flight of the Angel was underway as preparations were made for the Fisherman's Feast in the North End. The last year, the festival was virtual. This year, event organizers look forward to welcoming back people and traditions. The 111th Fisherman's Feast will be going on Thursday through Sunday, ending with the Flight of the Angel on North Street, an event that's been years in the making for this year's Angels. A check of business news this morning. Stocks are mixed. The Dow was down 106, the NASDAQ up 24, and the S&P fell 4. Asian stocks mostly higher. The dollar was down. The euro rose. Oil at $70 a barrel. Sports: Red Sox are back home tonight at Fenway against Tampa Bay at 7:10. The National Weather Service forecast for today: scattered showers and a high around 80 degrees. For tonight, clearing, a low of 65. Tomorrow begins our heat wave, hazy, hot, and humid with a high of 92 degrees. Maybe a thunderstorm Thursday, hot and humid, high 95. And Triple H weather continues Friday, the high in the mid-90s, could last through Saturday. For the boater, waves about a foot, light northerly winds become easterly, and a high tide right after 1:30 this afternoon. Sun rose at 5:46, sets at 7:51. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Tuesday, August 10th.